Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you. And right now, I have a very special guest joining me in studio. He's the director of corporate engagement over at TVFCU. We have Marcus Cade Johnson in studio. How are we doing, sir?
I'm great, man. I'm great. It's a great time to be a credit union employee right now.
I bet. Yeah. You guys are busy over there. And we are super excited to have you because there's something called the LEAP Grant. We hear so much about this. I know a lot of our listeners are always hearing about the LEAP Grant. You guys make a big deal out of it. Yep. We talk about it constantly here, helping local business and more. But just in case, Marcus, before we dive right in here, because I know we have an announcement to make when it comes to finalists for the LEAP Grant, explain what it is a little bit and why people should care about what TVFC is doing for this LEAP Grant.
Yeah, so really quickly, the Idea LEAP program is composed of a grant and a loan, startup loan program. Mm-hmm. So the loan program started actually 10 years ago this September. Where the credit union, in conjunction with our collaborators, our community partners, helps provide startup financing for early stage and new businesses. So that started in 2016. In 2018, we took the proceeds from the loan program and actually started a grant. And so this grant is for for-profit businesses in our 17-county service area. Mm-hmm. There's a whole application process this year. The application process started back in October. So you complete the application, there are videos, there are site visits, there's a whole thing.
A whole lot that goes into it.
To get to the point that where we are now. But the whole purpose of the grant is to help small businesses be able to pull off whatever their vision is, right? Sure. Maybe it's introducing a new product line. Maybe it's getting a piece of equipment. Maybe it's renovating your space, right? I mean, we got 450 plus applications this year.
Yeah.
So you can imagine there is a whole number of things that small business owners in our area are trying to tackle as they try to grow their businesses and get their names out into the community. And so in a nutshell, this grant helps them do that.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic
It's a major
thing.
Investment.
Yeah, it's very cool to be able to help local business. Of course, we're always pushing the message of shopping local as much as we can to help the local businesses because in turn, it helps the community as well. We all grow together when that can happen.
Yeah.
Something like this is very important.
It really does help. It's a $225,000 investment across all three of the regions. So each region will get $75,000. Top prize is $30,000. Mm-hmm. Second prize is $15,000. And then we're going to give away three $10,000 grants.
Excellent. Yep. Awesome. And I know that you are here now. You guys just got done with the People's Choice Award. That was actually done over the weekend and announced yesterday. You also have the rest of the finalists to announce here.
Yes.
So I'll let you take it away here and however you want to do this. Let's do it.
We're going to announce the remaining finalists for the 2026 Idea LEAP Grant. And again, just so that everybody knows, this is a big deal because once you make it to the top five, you're in the money.
Yes.
Right, you're going to get at least a $10,000 grant.
Awesome.
And I don't know about you, but if I logged onto my banking online and saw an extra $10,000, I'd be a happy guy.
Yeah,
right? There's a lot that I can do.
Makes me happy people.
So we'll start with our Northwest Georgia region.
Please.
So the 2026 Idea LEAP Grant finalist for our Northwest Georgia region is Rise Wellness LLC, KB Pressure Washing, Lookout Mountain Flight Park, Grace Hair Company, and Made by Cormalis LLC.
There we go.
So those are our top five finalists for the 2026 Idea LEAP Grant for our Northwest Georgia region.
Northwest Georgia, fantastic.
Now let's move along to our Ocoee region.
Okay.
So the finalists for our Ocoee region are Copper Hill Brewery, Heat and Eat, Polk Physical Therapy, Bradley Tree Service, and Mona and Larry's.
Nice. Congratulations,
so congratulations to those businesses.
Absolutely.
In our Ocoee region. And last but certainly not least, home base Chattanooga. So the top five 2026 Idea LEAP finalists for our Chattanooga region are Mindy B's Deli, Shaq's Mobile Detailing, Chef Express, Windy City Eats, and Yellow Racket Records.
Awesome. Congratulations to them
as
well. That is fantastic. And like you said, so those are already, I mean, technically, they're all winners already.
Yeah, at this point, they're all winners.
They're all winners. Because they're all going to be get some type of money to help what their vision is and what they're doing for their local business. And then hopefully, we'll get even more, right? Because that's
absolutely
the whole point now. So just real quick, explain. So all of these businesses now have to start preparing because what you guys call a pitch night.
Yes, our pitch night. And so each region is going to have a special pitch competition.
Yep.
Northwest Georgia and Ocoee, that pitch competition will actually air on TV. So stay posted to our social media channels for announcements on that.
Yep.
The Chattanooga pitch competition will actually be live and in person at the Signal.
Wow.
Thursday, May the 7th, starting at 6 p.m. Shambliss will also host a pre-pitch reception. Sure. That will start at 4:30, and the pitch will kick off at 6 p.m. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like
a lot of energy. The community really comes out to support these small businesses.
Sure.
It's a free event, by the way, so you do not have to pay.
Oh, okay.
If you feel compelled to come out on Thursday, May the 7th at 6 p.m., to cheer on your favorite local business, please pull up on us.
Absolutely. And yeah. A cool thing about this too, kind of, and you know this, but it's kind of a bonus, if you will, is highlighting these businesses and talking about them. Because there's so many businesses here in Chattanooga, Northwest Georgia, the surrounding area, and you can't visit them all. And sometimes they need that little recognition. And it's nice to kind of be like, oh, you know what? I haven't checked out Mindy B's yet, or I haven't gone to Yellow Racket yet.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, and that's the cool part about what we're doing at the credit union and this investment that we're making in small businesses is we're really trying to put our marketing machine behind it, leverage a lot of our corporate relationships.
Yeah.
And we have 175,000 plus members at the credit union. Mm-hmm. So when you put all those things together, to your point, it is a really good opportunity for these businesses to really kind of capitalize and really get seen and elevated within the community to hopefully allow them to drive even more revenue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate what you guys are doing. Thank you for coming on and sharing the
Thank
news
you
with
for
us.
Having us.
We're also going to post up links at our website at hits96.com so people can go and find out. But if they want more info on the LEAP grant and all of that, where should they go for you guys?
TVFCU.com. And again, feel free to follow us on our social media channels, Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union on Facebook and TVFCU on Instagram.
There we go. All the information right up there. Marcus, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Hits 96.